Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 712 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now here's today's question from Rob.
Hi, Pat. I have a migration question. I'm currently using Aweber. I'm switching over to ConvertKit. But before I do it, I have a very large email list, not as large as yours, of course, but a large email list, and it's very segmented. And the way it's segmented in Aweber is everything's a separate email list, and I want to figure out the easiest way to convert that over to ConvertKit, where everything is a course, instead of everything being a separate email list. And I'm trying to figure out the best way to accomplish that. In addition to that, I was looking at how people are actually added to the list, and every single time somebody clicks on one of my products and puts it in their shopping cart, there's a link to an Aweber list to automatically add them to that list and generate the email going out to them to confirm, but I'm trying to figure out how to replace those with something from ConvertKit. As I systematically go through and replace each one. I haven't been able to find any contact on ConvertKit to help me with this, and I was wondering, as a super user of that, you might be able to help me. Hope to hear from you soon. Bye.
Hey, Rob, what's up? Thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. As an advisor to ConvertKit, I'm very much very happy to answer your question, and I actually connected with the team before answering your question to make sure I got everything straight. And I know there's a lot of people out there who are using email service providers who want something a little bit more robust in terms of automation. We've done webinars with the ConvertKit crew before talking about automation, growing your list, using automation to be able to make money from your list with a small size and all that kind of stuff. And so to quickly answer your question, ConvertKit does offer concierge service for large lists specifically over 10,000. They will help you with migration, including, and that does include helping you segment the list in the way that you want it to be segmented. And they told me specifically that no matter how you have things segmented in Aweber or any other email service provider, they're pretty much able to replicate anything that you had somewhere else than ConvertKit. They'll be able to do it on the ConvertKit platform in the way that you'd like. And so that's, again, over 10K. Now, I asked under 10K, what can you do? They have a few options. They have an onboarding call with their support team if you sign up, and that's always great. They have also amazing support knowledge in their knowledge base. And finally, it's just such an easy tool to use that it wouldn't be difficult to figure out on your own. That's the cool thing about ConvertKit. So, you know, for those of you who are listening who are like, what's this segmentation thing? Why is it so great? Well, when you're able to segment your list, you're able to understand different kinds of people and understand that you can send different emails to them. You can do it in an automated fashion through your autoresponder, or you can do it through your broadcast. For instance, literally right before I started recording this, I sent out an email for a webinar that's coming up. And I sent it specifically to those who were tagged. You can do plus tags, meaning you tag people as they come in or do certain actions, and then you can send emails specifically to those people, or you can make sure that your emails don't go to those people. So I sent an email out reminding people about an upcoming webinar, and I said, I'm not... Okay, that was my dog. He didn't like that, but I swear, Gizmo, this is a cool strategy. Listen up. So I was sending a webinar reminder email out to those who had yet to subscribe, because using the automation tools within ConvertKit, I was able to subtract those who had already been tagged as coming to the webinar. So people who were already coming to the webinar don't get a duplicate email or an email that doesn't matter to them. I'm also able to segment my list based on their level in their online business journey. So for people who have yet to start any kind of business, I don't send them emails that are more advanced, that the more advanced segment would be able to benefit from, and vice versa. If it also helps me share which tools might be the most helpful. If I'm sending an email to the advanced part of my audience, they probably won't benefit much from telling them how to start a website, because most of them, all of them, will have already said that they've already done that. So I can send them more interesting, more advanced tools. And in all of this, I'm able to make more money and serve more people. And also through segmentation, I'm able to increase my open rates and to increase the click-throughs on those emails. So again, this is such a smart thing. So Rob, what I would recommend for you specifically is reach out to ConvertKit. They have an onboarding chat process on their website. They will help you out. If you, for whatever reason, you can't contact them, I've never heard of anyone not being able to contact them, you let me know and I'll make sure to get you connected. And anybody else out there, I'm, you know, not just an advisor, but I'm an ambassador. I really believe in this particular tool. And if you need help getting started with it, just reach out to me. I'll get you connected with the right people. But Rob, you have a large list. I'm assuming that's over 10K. That'll help you and enable you go through the sort of concierge migration service, which is, again, is free for anyone over the 10,000 range. So again, thank you so much, Rob. I appreciate you. I hope that answers your question, and I look forward to hearing how it all works out for you. On your last point about sort of being able to send emails out that you've already written to people based on certain actions on your website, there are a lot of integrations that ConvertKit has with your shopping carts and payment processors. So, you know, look those up and make sure they work for you. And if you have any questions specifically about your shopping cart, I don't know which one you use, which is why I can't necessarily answer your question. But in most cases, you'd be able to replicate, like I said, the same thing. And there's other tools that would enable you to do that if there's no direct integration. I'm speaking of things like Zapier. .com. But anyway, a lot of good stuff here. Hopefully that's helpful. And again, they will help you out, Rob, and anybody else out there who wants to get on ConvertKit. They're very, very good at helping people come on board. It's very much like a family over there, and that's one of the reasons why I love them. So thank you so much, Rob. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much again to TunnelBear. TunnelBear.com/AskPat is where you can go to get, like I said earlier, free 500 megabytes per month with that no worry or hassle free internet browsing. No credit card required. Just go to TunnelBear.com/AskPat. And as always, I love to end with a quote. And today's quote comes from David Aston. He says, "Successful blogging is not about one-time hits. It's about building a loyal following over time." Couldn't agree more. Thanks, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, The Smart Passive Income Podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income Podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.